Yeah. 100% -ages. So, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, okay, cool. We are going to, you know, just chat it up just a bit, just to get people to roll in and go, and as they start jumping on live, wherever they may be, you know,
Ruben. I lost you, Ruben.
Can you hear me?
I'm here now. Can you hear me? I hear you now. You know, but you were gone for 5 seconds.
Well, curtsing. Let's see if she texts me. So, hey, the audio, the everything. Nope. Oh, hey, I can see you.
I'm here. I see you now.
Okay. You're like, oh, crap, not again.
At StreamYard and I just, we have had these conflicts before.
I wonder why. Yeah. Well, as people start rolling in, and if your computer, I think she's texting me. Tell everyone, let's see.
No, am I frozen?
Can you hear me, Jen?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm going to take me off the screen. Let's see. How about now? Yo.
I hear you.
It is messing up bad. So what I'm going to do, let's see if you could just take over and see if it doesn't mess up. I'm just going to add the... crazy
frozen. It's frozen.
Look, that's frustration.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah, for anybody who's watching, we had zero issues before going live. As soon as we went live, all this started happening.
Yeah, should I maybe turn off my camera?
This may take a second. Which hurts that?
I don't know if you can hear me or not. Hello, hello, everyone. I don't know if anybody can hear me. I'm just sitting here. Ruben's face is just spinning. Okay, Ruben's no longer there. There he is again.
I didn't know we were live the whole time. Yeah, it kicked me off. This is the first time. Everyone can hear you. Just okay. You go. You go. I'm running away.
Okay, well, I'm just going to take it from here then. All right, so Ruben just handed me the reins. I'm hoping you guys can hear me. I'm just going to start rolling with this. But anyway, I'm Jennifer Henry, and Ruben invited me to this Be More training, which I've always heard about and thought was a super cool thing. And then he invited me to come teach. Amazing. Anybody that knows Ruben and knows if you're in his world, you're just straight up lucky, because Ruben just thinks differently, acts differently, just makes it happen for his life. And it's really cool to be part of his world. So Ruben, thank you for letting me come in and do this today. I trust that you're gonna text me on my phone if something changes. I'm looking at my phone right here. Normally I wouldn't be on my phone, but because we're having these tech issues, I'm just gonna keep my phone right here. So anyway, I'm just gonna roll with this. Here we go. I'm Jennifer Henry. I am the broker owner of Game Changer Realty out of Jacksonville, Florida. I've been in real estate for 20 years this April, so I'm about to celebrate my 2 decades in real estate. I have been a single agent, a team member, a team leader, a productivity coach, a broker, a team leader of a brokerage, and now I'm a broker owner. So I've kind of done everything there is to do in real estate. I've been at 7 brokerages. This is the last one I'm at now because I own it. And so I've kind of seen everything there is to see. I've seen three or four very different markets. And yeah, that's where we're at. So I'm also a life coach. I'm also a consultant with the locker room like Ruben is. And, but I can honestly say the one thing that I think I am the most is a content creator. I love creating content. I love writing. And today's course is no exception. I wrote this because I believe all of us can take our personal journey and put it into a presentation and teach other people how to live a better life from the pain and suffering we've had. So I just want to say thank you, Ruben, for bringing me here and letting me tell this story. And it's just an honor to be here. So let me dive in real quick. I see the screen switching some things up. So hopefully everything's working. Ruben, again, if you hear me, text me. Guys.
Yo, I'm working it in the background. You're good to go.
Okay, you guys can hear me.
I'm working on magic. Yeah.
You do, Ruben. All right. Cool. Thank you. Okay. So listen, this topic today is about money, money, money. Let me just start by saying that I am not a money expert. I am nothing like Ruben when it comes to money, knowing money and understanding money. I freaking love his brain and the way it works about money. That's not me. I am basically a real estate agent that's been in the business 20 years, like I said, and I've just made a lot of mistakes about money. And I learned through those mistakes what not to do. But also having been in the business for 20 years and being in leadership and development of agents now, I see what agents are doing that's setting them up for failure. And I'm on a mission, really, honestly, guys, to just help you learn how to manage your money better. So again, I say I'm not an expert. I'm not a profit first certified coach. I always say that. I'm simply someone who is living my system and it's changed my life. And I want to be able to help you with that. Do the same. Okay. So that's my credentials, y'all, is just a lot of hard knocks. The school of hard knocks has gotten me here and I put this presentation together. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hopefully go to my screen where I can scroll through this screen here. All right. Let's see if I can get this going. Come on now. Here we go. All right. I'm going to tell you my story. See if this is working like it should. There we go. This is my little family here. This was 4 years ago, or 2 years ago. I don't even know how long ago, but this is my happy little family. We've got five kids. My husband is in the yellow shirt. We've got five kids between us. They're all actually much larger and grown than this because this was several years ago. And this was my birthday. I took this picture and there's a story behind this picture. This was a birthday of for the books. Because this was kind of at the end of a major season of life that was really painful for our family. And, you know, you look at this picture and you see a happy family. My husband and I are both in real estate. We've always been high earners. So we've always earned money in real estate. I mean, we've made $200,000 to $300,000 a year, which I guess is some people are doing a lot more than that. And a lot of people are doing a lot less than that. But we were always earning good money. But the reality is we were never getting ahead. It's like we would earn all this money and it's not like we were living lavishly, but it's like we were never making it. And so for years in real estate, we would make money and just spend money. We built teams, we spent money. We just did what we were gonna do. And honestly, guys, we had nothing to show for it. And I know a lot of real estate agents that is their story, okay? So this is no different. We're no different than these folks who have literally had to like make it in real estate and have made a ton of money and really have nothing to show for it. Now, I'm going to tell this story in a couple quick little chapters. The first chapter I want to tell you is ignorance is bliss. When we were making all that money and didn't know what was coming to our lives, we were just living in ignorance. In fact, this picture that you're seeing right here was July of 2018. We were in Ecuador. We spent $10,000 that we didn't have, even though I didn't realize we didn't have it, to go on this trip. We went to Ecuador, and this is literally like the moment that I'm standing on this peak, I'm thinking, I love my life. Everything's so great. Things are wonderful. I love that we had $10,000 to spend on this trip. Little did I know what was coming, because it was on this trip to Ecuador that I found a tumor and came home and 1 month later was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. Now, I had literally just quit my job. And so chapter two, because I was a team leader of a brokerage and I was on a salary at that time and my husband was in sales. Chapter two is ignorance is bliss, but then you get some bad news. Okay. The bad news was I was very sick and I was going to have to undergo every treatment in the book, chemotherapy, radiation, and 7 surgeries. I had 35 radiation treatments, 18 chemotherapy treatments, and 7 surgeries. Let me tell you, if you go through that, no matter how hard you want to keep working, no matter what you want to do, you don't, because you're surviving at this point. I lost my hair. My body was completely wrecked after all of those toxins that were put into my body to keep me alive and surgeries. And then if the cancer didn't kill me, the treatment almost did, because there were 2 separate occasions where the treatment literally almost wiped me out. I almost died. One of them was from a surgery that went sideways and I almost died on the operating table. And another one was an infection that I got that raged in my body for 3 months before they found it. And then I was almost dead. So it was a real rough time, you guys. Okay. Real rough. And let me tell you something. We had to come to terms with how much money we had and did not have. We had to face the reality of our financial situation. And the real difficult pill to swallow is that we had created what we thought was a good life in real estate, but when the true tragedy hit, we had nothing to fall back on. We were literally living paycheck to paycheck, but in a 1099 realm. It's bad news, you guys. And here's the truth. I think all of us, not all of us, many of us are one diagnosis away from having to face the cold, hard truth of our finances. Now, real estate is a career that affords you a ton of money if you do it right. So again, how in the world did we end up here if we make all this money? How did we end up a year later with $1 million worth of medical bills? Wasn't really working. And Jeff was holding it all together the best he could, but he was also my caretaker. So the bad news is we weren't ready for that. We weren't ready for a cancer diagnosis. Our finances were not ready for a cancer diagnosis. We spent, y'all, after I realized I was going to live, we spent the next year or two just trying to hold our lives together. Everything started falling apart. Everything. And it really came to a head financially, because it didn't happen right away. It took probably 2 years for the financial decisions to catch up to us and for us to realize we had exhausted all of our measures for financial stability. So it didn't happen overnight. But the true measure of our ruination was when this beautiful yellow Jeep that was my husband's pride and joy was repossessed out of our driveway, because we had not been making payments, because we were holding it together. We were paying our mortgage. And honestly, I'd never had anything like that happen to me. This was probably the most embarrassing financial thing that's ever happened to me. And it's taken me years to be able to even publicly say this. So the Jeep was repossessed. That was a wake-up call for both me and Jeff, because we both realized this is not getting better and we are just digging a deeper hole. And by the way, guys, we were like not living lavishly. We were just trying to survive, okay? By the way, my story here has a good ending, all right? But chapter three was everything unraveled. And as I said, that Jeep got taken and that was the end of our financial. That was when we both said, okay, something's got to give. We've got to take some drastic measures to get our life back on track. And so we, through our own faith, we are people of faith. We obviously put a lot of faith in God to help us get through that. And we sought counsel and we found some people to help us. And we also came across some really awesome resources. Now, the first resource I want to share with you is this book right here called Profit First. I read this book at the request of this beautiful lady right here, Heather, that's in the photo. She was my financial coach. I hired her and she told me about Profit First. She told me to read it and I did, and it changed my perspective on our business money. Then I aligned with The Locker Room, which this picture over here is with me and Jake Dixon, the owner of The Locker Room. Ruben, I'm not sure if you're in this picture yet or not, but that's where I met Ruben. He and I met at The Locker Room and really started working together to do a really cool thing that The Locker Room does, which is a whole other thing. But anyhow, I started making money again, working with The Locker Room. You can see here, my hair is just starting to grow back. I was just starting to get well again enough to start working. And Jake Dixon gave me an opportunity. And so I started working, you guys. I started working as a consultant for brokerages. Okay. Now, I also read this book, Profit First. And this book helped me understand what to do with the money I was making. Because let me tell you guys, it is never about how much money you're making. It's about how you're managing the money you have. Most people do not have an income problem. They have a money management problem. I learned that quickly because I was making a lot less money, but I was keeping a lot more money. Like I had a lot more stability. How is that? Because I was following this Profit First system. So guys, Heather had me start the Profit First system in October, 1 year, 19, I think it was, 18, 19, 19 of October of 19. We practiced the system, which I'm going to teach you today. We practiced it for 3 months. In January of 2020, I went full in Profit First and I've never stopped. Every single time I get any kind of income, I follow this Profit First system. In fact, I got paid today and I am going to follow the Profit First system. So it is a cash flow management system that I cannot wait to train you and teach you on. But at the end of the day, if you're interested in any of this, then you've got to get the book and read it for yourself so that you can really truly learn how to run a profit first business. And so I really feel like I was lost, y'all. I had never been taught how to really manage my finances. I didn't have a Reuben in my world giving me inspiration and hope about what money could do for me. I was just a regular average American making a lot of money and spending a lot of money and not really even have anything to show for it. So I was lost, but I really found my tribe and I found some resources that, like I said, have absolutely changed the game for us. And I will never go back, you guys. I'm never not following the system now. We've had some variations on it, but I will always follow the system. Let me go ahead and give you the ending of the quick story. Chapter 4 is what I call restoration. Profit First, the system, has allowed us to truly live in abundance when it comes to how we give and how we live. I put a couple of photos on here because it's through the Profit First system that I was able to set aside money to buy that black trailer with that cute kid right there for my son. That's my son, and he wanted to open a car detailing business. And with Profit First, even though I was making less money, I was able to purchase that for him as a gift. I was able to purchase this new Jeep for my husband, cash. And the red Jeep was a toy I bought for him for a restoration. I bought that for his birthday. All of these I purchased, and I'm not patting myself on the back, you guys, saying, oh, look at me. Look how charitable I am. Look how great I am. I'm telling you, the more money you make, the more money you can give, and the more you can bless others, and the more you can support others in their dreams. And that, to me, is worth all of this. And so for me, restoration was about not just making more money and having more things, but being able to truly support other people's dreams and desires and be able to restore truly what our financial situation had been. So Profit First saved us and saved our finances. And I don't have it all figured out, guys. I'm not a millionaire. I'm still working on it. I'm still learning. But I live and better. I sleep better. And I feel more in control of my finances. And you can have that too. See, what I have found is most real estate agents get a commission check. They look at what bills they have to pay. They pay their bills out of their commission. And then they either wait for a next commission check or they spend the rest. I mean, there's no plan. There's zero plan for a commission check. But the truth of the matter is this. That commission check you bring home, it's not your money. That's the reality I had to start getting under. It is not my money. It's tax money, it's my business's money. And then there's a portion of that that comes home that is our family's money. And that was a big distinction that I had to learn. So we have completely separated our business and our personal finances. And so if you're new to this, or maybe you haven't done that, that would be a good first starting point. Okay. Is you need to separate your finances. And that commission check, when it comes in, does not go into a personal account. It goes into your business accounts and then it's managed from there. All right, now I'm going to teach you now exactly what this system looks like so that you can understand truly how it works. Before I do, though, I want to tell you I am on a mission. The beautiful thing about restoration is you get to share it with others and inspire them and give them hope for what's possible. So now, not only in my own brokerage do I teach this to my agents, but I get to work with the locker room and help teach these kinds of messages to people. And then I get the opportunity to do this with awesome dudes like Reuben, who let me come in and talk to their people. So it's really cool to be on a mission to have had that kind of pain, because you know what they say, you know, your mission, your message is in your mission. You know, your pain brings you to that point. And I would be selfish if I just held this story close to my heart. I feel like I have to share this with the world because there's so many agents that need to hear this. We're in an industry that affords us so much income potential. If somebody doesn't teach us, then it's for nothing. All this pain and suffering of this business is for nothing. If you're gonna go through the trouble of having a real estate career and you're gonna deal with really annoying buyers and sellers, which we know happens, and you're gonna have to go through home inspections and appraisal issues and all the things, you might as well have an income worthy of the pain and suffering. I mean, I'm just saying that. If you don't, go get a job. Go back to your corporate job and let them take care of your taxes for you and give you your paycheck that you go home and spend every month. You see what I'm saying? Like, let's take a stand that if we're going to do this, we're going to have the income to show for it so that we can give better, and we can live better, and we can do better. That's what this is about, y'all. And that's my mission. And that's really what I do at my brokerage, is I really help agents avoid a lot of pitfalls. So let's talk about the objectives of this Profit First system. What are we going to do here? Well, I'm going to teach you what Profit First is. I'm going to show you how it works. And then I'm going to give you a couple next steps for what you can do. Now, all of you listening here today, watching, listening, you're in a different place. You may be financially very well to do. You may not have any financial concerns. Congratulations. I find that most people at some point in their lives have financial concerns, but you know, I'm not sure where you're at. Or you may be completely dead broke. You may be brand new in this business and haven't made a dime yet. Congratulations, you're hearing this before it gets out of control, okay? So you're learning this at the beginning, which is exactly when I think I wish I had learned it. But then again, I wouldn't be here teaching you this, so be it. All right, so let's talk about what all it is and what you can expect. And again, at the end of the day, read the book because it really teaches it better than I ever could. But Profit First is truly a cash flow management system. All right, cash flow. This isn't about how to invest or how to borrow money or anything like that. It's truly a cash flow management system. And each time I went through this book and every time I've had to relearn something about money, I have a mindset shift. The shift that I had to have about money in my brain was I tell my money where to go. See, my whole life, I have thought money was in control of me. That's how I was raised. Money was something to be feared. Money was scarce. There's not enough of it. Hold on to it. It's in control of you. You get to wake up in the morning and it's going to have done something evil to you. You never know what it's going to do to you. Like, that's the world that I was living in. No matter how much money you make, if that's your mindset, you're always going to be plagued with money problems. So I had to relearn how to think about my money. And one of the shifts that I did was I tell my money where to go. It does not tell me what to do. I'm in charge of my money. Money is just energy. It's nothing that controls me. Now, most people in their cash flow, everybody has a different cash flow management system. You may be like, I don't have a cash flow management system. That is your system, that you don't have one. And you let money do whatever money's going to do. Okay. So being in charge of your money is the mindset shift you've got to have. And I would also say that most people calculate profit after they've paid all their bills and paid for their lifestyle. Well, the name of this book is Profit First. So we're going to teach you how to set aside money first for the things that matter and then make the rest work for you. Okay, so that's the true premise of this entire book, is taking care of you, the owner, first. So before I move forward, I want to define truly what hats you're wearing. Okay, so I'm assuming I'm speaking to mostly realtors or business owners here. In your world, on any given day, friends, you wear multiple hats. You are wearing your realtor hat, which is you working with buyers and sellers and listing property and, you know, opening doors and writing contracts. You also wear a business owner hat. The business owner hat is the one that is paying the bills and, you know, creating the marketing plans and, you know, all the business ownery stuff. I don't think many of us take time to really run our business like a business, though. And I think most of us are in the business of being real estate agents and forget we're a business owner too. Now, why do I say this to you? because in my opinion, those are two different people and they need to be paid separately. I see myself getting paid as a business owner through the profit that my company makes. I see myself getting paid, and in your case, as a realtor through the sales that I make. All of this money, all of it's done through this cash flow management system. So I want you to recognize you need to get paid for all your jobs. Okay? So you're not just getting paid to be a realtor. You're getting paid to be a business owner. Your business should be paying you to be the business owner. Okay? So I want you to look at this a little differently and recognize that you should be receiving money. Now, granted, it all might come into the same pool at home, and that's fine, but you should be getting paid as a business owner, not just as a realtor. Okay, so I wanted to make sure I said that too. All right, now let's keep moving. How does the system work? All right, now I'm going to share with you today how I do it. If you read the book, you're going to hear it's a little different. I have learned over the years how to adapt it to what works for me. So what you're going to do is have five accounts.
Hey, I'm gonna jump on. And I'm just gonna tell everyone, if you do have a question, just jump in, type it below, and she will be here to answer those questions. So I just want you guys to know that. All right.
Yeah, thanks, Ruben. Yeah, guys, seriously, I can't see any of you guys. So if you have questions, I will stick around at the end and make sure we get all your questions answered. Okay, here's how this works. You're gonna have five bank accounts. Yes, five. I have a bank that does not charge me for all these dumb little accounts, okay? I also have a bank that does not charge me to transfer money between these accounts. So you want unlimited transfers because you're going to be doing lots of moving and you need five accounts. And I'll tell you exactly what those accounts are. Now, on the 15th of the month, today, what a perfect day for this, Ruben, because today's the 15th. On the 15th of the month, any money that came into one of those accounts called your income account, which I'm going to show you in a moment, all income comes into one account. So you get a commission check, you put in that account. You have a subscription that you're putting out there for people, it goes into that account. You have one account where everything flows into, okay? I call it my income dump. Every bit of money from all my different sources goes into this one account, business account, okay? And on the 15th of the month, I do a distribution from that pool of money distinctly and with a plan and a intention into all my other four accounts. All right, I'm gonna tell you what I do with those and how I do it, but that's how it works. All income, the whole month, comes to one place. Yes, this is very different than taking a commission check and putting it in your bank account and spending it. This is about paying yourself like an employee, because remember, you're paying yourself as a realtor. You're paying yourself as a broker or as a business owner, okay? You're not just taking the money from your commission. So that's a big shift. If you aren't doing that, that's where you got to start. The mindset shift that I've had, another mindset shift that I had was every dollar counts. I used to think no big deal, $5 here, $10 there. Nope. Down to the penny, I put money where it goes. Okay. Because again, I'm in charge of my money and every dollar matters in the world of our finances. Okay. So this is the beginning of the system. Now, you might still be confused. Don't worry. I'm going to keep going here. The first account that you're going to create is what we call the income account. So I'm gonna go through these five with you and describe to you what they are. This is the holding account for all cash. I already mentioned this one to you. Every single month, all income flows into it from whatever sources you have. This can be a savings account. It does not need to be a checking account. All right, so this could just be a savings account because your bank, when you open five, may ask you, do you want five saving or five checking? I'll tell you which. This one is a savings account, because you're just putting money in there. And in fact, you're gonna zero it out every month. Yes, zero. Well, maybe leave a penny in there so they don't charge you an overdraft or whatever that by leaving it empty. My bank, if I take out every penny, they will start to close that account. So I leave a penny in there, all right? Even though every dollar counts, I leave a penny in there. All right, so account number one is your income account. All money flows in. Every month, you're gonna zero it out because you're gonna distribute all the money out of it and it's gonna go empty. And it's going to be there ready, waiting to receive the next month's worth of income. All right. Everybody with me? Account number one. Income account is what I named it. But that's what they named it. And that's what I've named it in my account too. Now, account number two is what we call our profit account. All right. What is this, you say? Well, this is also a savings account. And what you do, the very first distribution you make is 5%. This is what, again, what I do. You can vary your amounts. 5% goes into the profit account. So off the top of my money, I put 5% in. And this is truly the definition of profit first. 5% of my money goes in. This is the money that I will pay myself to be the business owner. And I prioritize myself, because if I'm not making money, I'm not a very happy business owner. And if I'm not a very happy business owner, I'm stressed and I'm not sleeping and I'm not a very good anything else. So I prioritize, oxygen mask kind of thing, myself and my financial stability for the sake of everyone else. It is not selfish. It is absolutely essential that you do this. It's the same applies to your health, by the way, physically. So we put 5% of all of our money into a profit account. Now, what do you do with it? Okay, well, it just sits there and accrues money. Every month you're putting 5% in. And at the end of the quarter, you take the money out. You take half of it to give to your family, your personal, you take that for you. And the other half, you reinvest back in your business. That's what the book recommends. You decide what you want to do with it, but that's what the book recommends. Your business needs something big. You want to wrap your car? At the end of the quarter, you earn it. Your business will pay for that because you've been giving your business the money that it needs. Okay, so you just save at the end of the quarter, you earn it. Your business earned it. You go wrap your car and then you take your family on a trip or you take your family to on a weekend away. So you've earned it, or you just invested in something. That part's up to you. It's your money at this point. So account number two is what we call a profit account. All right. And again, I'll answer questions at the end for anybody that has them. Account number three is the owner's compensation account. This is where you put your salary, the money that you're going to pay yourself, into this account. So income account, 5% goes to profit, 50% goes to what is called your salary. It goes into an owner's compensation account. The way I do it is I put it into that account, and on the first of the month, I pay myself. That money goes into my family account. It's like a salary, okay? I love it because I can be a 1099, but getting the benefit of secure income, okay? So you put your salary in there, and whenever you want to get paid, whenever makes sense for you and your family, you pay yourself. You could pay yourself every week if you wanted. And it's literally an account you're just writing yourself a check out of, or just transferring into your own month, into your own account. So you're getting a paycheck, y'all. Kind of nice. It's better than this nilly-willy pay myself commission check whenever I get one and then just sit around and twiddle my thumbs until I get another one. It's better. Believe me, I sleep better knowing I'm going to get a paycheck. Now, granted, you have to have money go into the income account for that to be, but we're going to assume you're in Ruben's world. We're going to assume that's happening here. Okay. So owner's compensation, 50% split down goes there. All right. Let's go back to the next account. Let's go to account number four. Dun, dun, dun. This is your tax account. 15% goes into the tax account. This is not your money. Any money you need to spend for taxes comes out of this account. Quarterly taxes, yearly taxes, whatever needs to be paid, you are accruing money. This is also a savings account. You don't need debit cards for any of these, guys. You don't need checkbooks for any of these. All right. These are just savings accounts where you're holding money. These are money holding accounts. That's it. And what we're doing is we're taking this big chunk of money that you got in this income account and we're putting it on different places so that you can feel free to spend appropriately, as opposed to having this big chunk of money and never knowing what to do with it. Okay. So we got money for taxes and we do 15. And the reason we're doing 15, I have a lot of people ask this. The reason the book, I think, even says it, the reason that you do 15 and not 20 or more is because this is off the gross. This is your gross income. So I have never had a problem by taking 15%. I've always been able to take care of my taxes. Okay. So you put this in another account. Now, if you're an irresponsible person, you know who you are. If you can't trust yourself to have a tax account with money you're not touching, then you need to put it in a different bank. In a place you can't access it easily. Because if this is right in there with your other five accounts and you could transfer money and you are tempted to transfer money out of it, it's not going to work for you. So know yourself. If you need to have a little extra barrier between you and spending, move this to a different account that's harder to get to. Okay? Maybe have two or three steps between you to get money out. but this is not your money. And if you will set aside money for your taxes, which by the way, I didn't tell you, but in my story, the biggest stressor we had was our tax bill. It was the worst stressor. So I don't ever want to be in that place again. So let's make sure we take care of our taxes. Okay, guys. One of my friends is a financial coach for real estate agents. And he said that when he meets with realtors about coaching them on their money, he doesn't ask them if they owe the IRS. He says to them, how much do you owe the IRS? Because it is a chronic problem in our industry that people are not paying their taxes. Okay. And I see it too. And I lived it. So don't be that person. Set aside 15% of any income you have into a tax account. Now, the very last account I'm going to talk to you about here is the operating expenses. I call this my OpEx account. 30%. This is the only account that has a debit card and or a checkbook, because this is the one where all of your expenses are going to come out of. All right. So this is where you pay for, you know, your lock boxes, and this is where you pay for your social media ads, and this is where you pay your dues. Like, all of your operating expenses to run your business are going to come out of this account. And this is what you have a budget on. If you don't, if your 30% does not allow you to extravagantly spend the way you're spending, then you need to cut back and live within the means that your business is producing until such time that your business produces more and you can add more or invest more or not. Like, that's entirely up to you. But the fifth account is your operating expenses. And again, this is your debit card, and you are funding this account every month. Okay, so you're getting income that comes in and you're funding your operating expenses. So you don't have to get a $10,000 commission check and think, how much do I need to give my family? Okay, how much do I need to give my business? It's predetermined for you. And you're going to live within those means. And the only way you can live higher than those means is to make more money. Okay, which we don't always recommend either. But I'm just saying, like, you live within the boundary of your actual income, predetermined amounts. Not, oh, this month, I out of that $10,000 commission, I need $8,000 for my family, leaving me broke in my business. Or the opposite, where my business needs $10,000 this month and I'm going to leave my family broke. Either way you go, it's going to hurt. So by predetermining how much money you have, that's what you live by. And if it's not enough, you're going to have to figure that out. You either reduce your expenses or you need to make more money. And guess what? You're in an industry where you can make that decision, and 90 days from now, it can be coming to pass. I'm living proof of that. All right. So make those kinds of decisions based on whether or not you're even living within your means. So those are the five accounts, one of them being a checking account. Now, let's put it all together, shall we? This is what it looks like. Back over here, boom. Okay. All income comes into this bucket and it distributes out, as you can see here. Profit account gets 5%. You distribute it at the end of the quarter. The owner's compensation is you pay yourself the same day every month. The tax account, anything related to taxes, gets paid out of this. So again, you may, that one may zero out, it may not. It's kind of a fluid account, okay? And then your OPEX account, it's all business expenses as needed go into this account, and you live within those means. You don't spend outside of the means of what your business can afford. And that's where you have a budget now inside of that account. Now, I also want to talk to you about something else that's not in the book, but this is something else I've learned that I hope will be really helpful to you. In this owner's compensation, this 50% that you're sending over to your family, you could take that money and you can do the same thing that you see here. You can create buckets for that money and have accounts over there in your family and do the kind of a profit first system for your family. You can have what I've learned are called sinking funds. So once I started paying myself this 50% systematically, suddenly I realized I needed a budget, because that money can go, and I just needed to know, you know, that we were going to make it every month. So we created sinking funds. And what a sinking fund is a bank account that you put money in proactively every month to cover expenses that have the potential to wreck your budget. Okay. Let me tell you what some of those expenses were for us. The things that we discovered would wreck our budget, our plan every month on our personal business and our personal finance. Number one, our eating out, our food bill. For goodness sake, we couldn't get that under control. It's like we would see $5,000 in an account and we can eat out anywhere we want on Valentine's Day, right? No, wrong. So we decided to fund an account with an amount of money every month that was our food budget. So we could live high on the hog as long as that money was there. And when it's gone, it's back to ramen and hot dogs. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but you guys get my point. So we discovered that our food budget was wrecking our entire family budget. It had the potential because we just didn't have enough discipline over it because it was our fun thing we liked to do. Number two thing that we discovered would wreck our personal finances was our pets, our dogs. We have two dogs and you guys know you take them to the vet, you do not get out of there without less than $250. And if you're living on a very strict budget, the dog having an ear infection could kind of wreck your whole plan, right? So we created a sinking fund. So when money would come over, we would put money into a pet account and we would accrue money until we needed to go spend money for our dogs and the money was set aside. Now we can budget for our pets instead of having to let it wreck our lives or not sleep at night because we're worried about how we're going to pay for the vet bill. The third fund that we discovered we needed was a car fund. So in our restoration story, we paid off our cars because we sold our house, by the way. We took the equity and we paid off all of our debt. I forgot to tell you that part of the story. And so we have a fund for our cars where we have cash cars now. They're paid off, which is beautiful and wonderful. And so we put money into an account to account for any repairs that need to be done because car repairs can wreck your budget. Car repairs could tempt you, my friend, to go over to your tax account and pull money out. And see, we want to avoid that. We want to create a space where you have a plan for those things. And by the way, guys, you can't plan for everything, okay? But this kind of system is much better when you get a diagnosis. Like this would have saved us. Like if I had had this in place, I could have made so much better decisions. Wouldn't have been so wrecked. And by the way, a diagnosis is just one of the things that can go wrong. Kids' issues. You know, job loss. I mean, there's so many things in our world that can wreck us. And we can't avoid all those things, but what we can do is proactively create a plan that is a buffer, that is a parachute in the event you're flying off the cliff, okay? The fourth bucket that we created that has a tendency to wreck it was gifts, birthdays and gifts, and holidays. So we created a fund for that. So whenever we get paid, we put money into that fund and that covers Christmas and birthdays. And we just contribute the same amount every month. It's a contribution we make to those accounts. So I say all that to say that just you can take your financial, your business money and create buckets so that you can live and breathe better. You can do the same thing in your family. And I highly recommend that. It's been, again, a lifesaver. It's solved a lot of our marital conflicts because we know what our standards are. We know what our rules are. We know what our plan is. And so we don't have to like leave it up to what he or I think we should be spending our money on. We've predetermined that. So it saves a lot of conflict and conversation as well. So I hope that this is making sense to you all. Again, this is an overview. It's really important that you just get the book. If you're in a space where this could be helpful to you, just get the book. All right. I'm hoping I just inspired you to just do that. So wherever you are, you can start taking steps today to operate a profit sense business. It doesn't matter if you're behind with the IRS. It doesn't matter if you have no clue how much money you're spending. I don't care how confusing and how muddy the water is, just decide to start somewhere. The first thing you could do is go to your business bank and open 5 accounts. One of them's checking, 4 of them are savings. Start wherever you are. Just decide. The next paycheck I get, the next commission check I get, I'm going to follow this system and I'm going to just try it and just see how it feels. You're not going to love it at first because your toddler brain wants to keep everything the way it is. And the toddler in you is going to fight to keep it the way it is. But then the grown-up in you is going to say, but that's not working for me. And you're going to have to fight your toddler. Okay. That's what I call those two brains, by the way. So then you practice this until you figure out what works for you. My system is not exactly the way the book is. I practiced it and I've changed it a few times as our needs have changed. And then stay committed, you guys. Make this a practice and a rule that you're just going to do because this is where you find freedom. You know, Ruben's a big believer in this. Ruben believes that there's freedom in structure. And structure might feel like you're putting yourself in a box, but I believe that structure in your schedule and in your money and your life and your systems is going to actually give you freedom to be who you really need to be. It's because it's going to take that off your mind and off your decisions, and you can just be free mentally and emotionally. The last piece I would say is, once you create a system, if you're struggling, get accountability. Get someone. I had a coach, y'all. I couldn't have done this without a coach to help me really process how to do it. And every week I met with her and I had to answer to my money until it became a habit for me. And then I'm hooked. And so I could just say, get accountability. Like, if anything, find somebody that's in this with you, or find somebody that's already done it, and just put that in place for yourself. So listen, that's all I got for you all today. An inch of movement will bring you closer to your goals than a mile of intention. So don't be on this call for an hour with me and then just hang up and be like, well, that was good. I liked her story. That would mean nothing to me or Ruben. We want to see lives changed. We're on a mission to help you have the best life you can be, to be more, right? It's not just about having more. It's really truly about being your best. And when you can create a financial plan for yourself, you will be astounded at how much freedom you can find and how much better you're going to feel in general. Okay, so that's my deal. I'm going to ask Ruben. There he is. He's coming on back.
What up?
All right.
Yo, you killed it.
Thank you. All right, Ruben. You killed it. Everything you hoped it would be?
It was better. It was better, because I will say, you know, thank you for, you know, the shout outs and all that. But there's a lot that you put up there that we are in the mix of looking into now. I mean, I think we're holding our numbers accountable more than we've ever done ever. So thank you, but also you have a lot of value to give as well. So I appreciate that.
Well, I'm here.
I'll throw it at everyone else first if they have any questions, because I have my own questions, but of course I'm going to be a gentleman. Wearing my Money Nerds Unite t-shirt. Do y'all have any questions?
I was going to ask, you mentioned maybe your own kind of couple variations in on the system or on the book. Could you share maybe one or two of those?
Yes. So, one thing that I did was I didn't actually share this with you, but I 10% of what I earn, I put in a giving account. I have a sixth account, and I added that later. So I have a giving account, and I take 10% off the top and I put it into my giving account. That's my tithe. So I use that account for giving to my church, or I just had money to give to my friend who's going to Rwanda for a missions trip. So I use it to be able to give. And that's a variation that I put in place that I've never regretted. And, you know, my business, I want my business to be charitable. So that's what I set up. Also, I started out by doing 1% in my profit account. Then I moved to 3%. Then I moved to 5%. So the numbers, you can change the numbers based on your actual needs. Okay. So that I changed as well. I've always done 50% owner's compensation. So what's really great about that in my mind is when I get a commission check or I get any amount of money, I look at, say, $7,000 and I instantly go, that's $3,500. I don't see seven. I see $3,500 for my family, like to give to my, like, that's how I see my money now. I see half of it is not even mine. But those are a couple of the little things I've done.
Awesome. Thank you. I was kind of wondering about the tithe, honestly, so I'm glad you touched on that.
Yeah, that the book tells you to kind of, I think they recommend 5%, but you could do less or more. I mean, it's really, this is your plan. The whole point is that you're just being intentional with it.
Yeah. One of the questions was, what is the title of the book? It is Profit First. Or you could just reach out to Jen. I know she has a pretty solid plan too that maybe she can hold you accountable to. And then Allie, the agent, which she's a huge fan, says, thank you, Jen. Do you pay any vendors, videos, editors, assistants out of your OpEx or another account?
Everything comes out of OpEx. Everything. Okay. Everything.
Very simple, very fast. All right. Any other questions? Anyone watching have any other questions? If you do have any questions, please ask. One of my questions was, and I think you mentioned it, was if you're running multiple businesses, do all those different, even if they're in a different, so you got real estate over here, you may have, like, I don't know, a trampoline park, you know, or whatever it might be, would you, that all still, do you step, Because what that looked like was something that you could do per business.
Yep.
But it also looks like that you do all your businesses in one account and then distribute. Is that correct?
So you could do it either way. I personally, I have two businesses and I run them separately.
Yeah, cool.
Because those two businesses have different needs.
Yep.
They require different things of me. So I have two, my bank, Florida Capital Bank is who I bank with. In fact, they're calling me right now because I made a deposit that they couldn't find this morning. They're actually calling me right now. I think that's so funny. The lady at the bank tells me all the time, I don't know how you keep up with all your accounts. I have like 17 accounts. But that's as clear as can be to me. They're all in one online thing and I manage them. I have them labeled Game Changer Realty Income, Jennifer Henry LLC Income Account. So I name them so that I know exactly what business they're with. And then whatever income comes into the income for that account and comes into the income for that account. So I do separate them.
Yeah. Okay, good. Smart. That's what I was, because when you first started, I was like, oh, we do it differently. I kind of looked over. But no, that's the general idea. But I'll say, you know, we ran into the same problems, which was food. Food was a huge expense once we started looking into it. Just, you know, hashtag eggs are expensive these days. But the whole deal, like going out to eat and having fun doing that. That was one. And then what was another thing? By the way, my wife's sitting right here. Okay. All right. What was our second largest? A lot of what you were saying today, what she thinks about it, it did. It hit home. So again, I do want to say I appreciate it, but also know like you hit home for not only us, but I'm sure a lot of other people. And if it hit home for you, hit that heart and share with someone else because I'm sure they need to hear. What was this? Remember? Yeah, food in general. You know, we just love some food. But it's been a huge eye opener for us, and we've went down and we've really held every dollar accountable. Even some are very small variations that we've made, but overall, you know, we're looking at approximately $30,000 that have just been like shot out of nowhere that we're bringing back into our world because we went super deep. Let's see.
You know, I was going to say, when you can go to Valentine's dinner and drop $200 because you predetermined you were going to spend it, it tastes better.
Yeah, true.
Jake Dixon, what's Jake Dixon doing here?
One, he called you a weirdo. And two, he called you a nerd, which there's nothing wrong with nerds, but I'm just saying.
Why am I a weirdo? Who knows what Jake Dixon?
Nah, he said, what's up, weirdos? Any ahas or anything that that you guys got out of this? Everyone watching, what did you guys get out of it that I could throw at Jen? Make her feel like this was super valuable. Because by the way, this is going in the system. I'm going to be using this and it will be sent out trillions of times. So
I love it. I hope that it will.
Yeah. I'm going to see you in Florida, right? For the whole locker room thing, maybe?
Yes. In August? Yes.
All right. Ahas. Things that shook you up.
I probably mentioned this 100 times with people around me, but I came from a retail background where I managed a store, and I never thought of taking that concept and putting it in my personal finances and running it that way. I had buckets at the store I was running. I had tax accounts at the store I was running. I never thought to apply to my personal life. So just literally opening my eyes to that, and then I'll read through the book and start implementing it right away. So I'm pretty sure that big time.
Yes, you're so welcome. I love that.
I'll say for the rest of, for everybody else, for our team who's watching and for all y'all in here, I would obviously say read the book or listen to it. It's a great audio book too.
Yes.
The dude is, he's super funny on it, but I got all the notes too. So I'll send it out to the team. If y'all want the notes of the book, it's all broken down, but not discouraging you from reading it or even listening to it. I think listening to it was pretty awesome. Do you have something?
I mean, you know, pretty basic, how everything is.
She loves your intentionality, and it looks like your world had to be shooken up just a bit for you to get super intentional, but the intentionality of it was really good. What you got? You know, I'll go to everyone. Since we're not deep in the room today.
Yeah. what could happen, and just being prepared for that. And,
Yeah, did you hear that?
I didn't.
Okay. Well, she was talking straight junk. I'm glad you didn't hear it. No, I'm messing. but she was like, you know, it's interesting that picture that you're on the cliff and you got your arms out and you're like, yo, this is the best life ever. And then boom, you know, one of the worst things that you can get. And one of the things that Lexi said was that, you know, everything could change so quickly, and you have to be prepared for that because you never know when that day is going to come. I will say that was a huge driver for us and our family probably 3.5 or so years ago, because you never know. But the cool thing is, if nothing happens, then you've really created a structure of income and security and all the good things that come with you being in that mindset. So it's a good place to go into, although it's a little scary, it's a good place to go into.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather have that. And, you know, to the intentionality comment, I've also recognized if there's any area in your life that you want to grow in, you have to have intentionality and accountability. Like, that's just the way it's got to be. Because if we could have done it on our own by accident, we would have. So intentionality and accountability for anything you want to grow, you want to be better in it, you've got to have those two. And yes, when it comes to tragedy, it's not a matter of if, it's when, you know, and tragedy is all relative. Each of us has our own, you know, life that we're living, but it's going to happen. There's going to be things that happen that we can't avoid. And this plan won't solve all of that, but it'll certainly help you feel better and give you better sleep.
100%. I totally agree. Do you guys have anything else you guys want to throw at her? Their pins are still moving and their keyboards are still going. For anybody who's watching, if you have any ahas or if you have any questions, please let me know. I know we do have people who watch this later, so if there are any pressing questions that maybe you can answer, I'll shoot them over your way as well. Where could everyone find you, get more information on who you are, what you're doing, and if you do a quick plug of your brokerage, do whatever you'd like.
Oh, I love it. I've got 5-10 minutes for that. No, I'm kidding.
You got two? No, you got 3 minutes.
Well, guys, you can find me. I'm mostly on Facebook. Yes, I'm that old. Jennifer Ross Henry on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Coach Jen Henry. And then I'm also, if you go to my website, gamechangerrealty.com, you can see what our brokerage is all about here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I have a podcast on there too, and I'm on Apple and Spotify and everywhere else. Game Changer Real Estate Podcast is really where I get to share it's where I get to preach my soapbox. And so that's my spot right now. And eventually I'll be on, I do have a YouTube, but I haven't done a whole lot with that. So I'd say try those places first if you want to hear more about what I have to say.
That's awesome. And I hear you got a pretty cool guest on this Friday for your podcast too.
I do. You know, there's this guy that is going to come on and talk to us. I had to like really twist his arm because he's just, you know, he's so important. And he's coming on to talk to us about really kind of, this is an overused term, but work-life balance. It's really not that, but it's really just about how you structure your life around owning a business and keep your sanity. So that will be none other than Ruben Garcia coming out next Tuesday on that podcast.
What was the name of the podcast? I'm going to put in here. I know that's pretty bad. And you're like, he's going to be on it. What's the name? Because this is your fourth episode or something like that.
Game Changer Real Estate Podcast.
Game Changer
Realtor. Game Changer Real Estate Podcast. Yeah. So Ruben's episode will air next Tuesday. So y'all be sure to grab that.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate it. We got 2 minutes. So we just gave people 2 minutes of their time back. But if you do have any questions, please reach out to Jen. Jen is a rock star, one of the best leaders. And this is why I was telling the group, I hate that I didn't have a good intro for you because the technical stuff. But one of the best leaders I have ever had the chance to like follow in terms of the locker room stuff. It was amazing. And I know her and her brokerage and the way that they think and their new concept to brokerage is like killer. And I'm loving it. And she is just awesome. So follow her, ask her questions. She's going to be more than happy to help you guys out. With that, thank you, Jen. I appreciate it. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.